Good morning, this is Mark Rogers. Today's Gospel reflection is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." There's something a little odd about this saying of Jesus. It's the promise of receiving a hundredfold in the age of eternal life, that is, a hundredfold of houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields. This in itself is a little strange. Do I want 100 mothers and children? And for that matter, what will I do with 100 fields? It's a nice offer though. It could be useful. I could have sheep or maybe grow crops or maybe just leave them wild. That might be easiest. Or maybe my 100 mothers could help look after the 100 fields. I could give one field to each mother. But there's a sting in the saying. From nowhere, Jesus says, we'll also be given persecutions. Why will there be persecutions in the age of eternal life? Won't persecutions and suffering and illness all be over by then? This is interesting, though. We tend to spiritualize the eternal life. But in this instance, the age of eternal life is very material and physical. It's a good reminder that we are building a real community with real characteristics that will bring real and tangible benefits to people. I tend to think this strange saying in Mark's Gospel may well be from the historical Jesus. And if so, it's good to remember that for Jesus of Nazareth, God's kingdom was a real future, a real thing, a community where people would live together peaceably, as mothers, children, sisters and brothers, and yes, also with fields, but hopefully not too much persecution.